Art is one of the most powerful tools of expression. Whether it's visual art, music, literature, dance, there's so much that you can talk about. And since that's the case, why not share our perspectives? This space right here is the Creatives Lounge, where we talk about music, life, experiences, and the beauty of creativity.
Now, our host.
Hi, my name is Temi, and welcome to the Creative Pod Lounge. It's a free world, right? We all have liberty to create whatever we want and consume whatever form of media intrigues us. And so we talk about whatever it is that we've watched, heard, or seen. We talk about having a balanced argument when confronted with issues, particularly social and cultural issues. We say we want to be objective and dampen down our ignorance. But majority of the time, what is presented before us is only one viewpoint, one angle, one outlook. The danger in this is that we end up with a single story. And the problem with a single story is that it distorts the image and capability of a people, thus disempowering a group of people in your sight and preventing you from seeing anything other than the stereotype that has been told. If I told you the same thing repeatedly about a group of people, or I always portrayed them to you in a certain light, it would get to a point where that would be the only thing you believed about them. We all encounter single stories at one point or the other in our lifetime. And for numerous Africans, the most common single story linked with our African background is the perception of Africa as a bleak continent, filled with hunger and strife. I recall skimming through Quora a little while ago and coming across a ridiculous question where someone asked if there were ATMs in Nigeria. Now, I don't know if the person was making an attempt to be humorous or if it was a question asked in innocence. Nonetheless, I felt amused and mildly irritated by the question, but I was not surprised. The highlight of my amusement, however, were the comments made by Nigerians on the question. Sometimes, sarcasm is the best way to respond to certain questions. So, as I read through the comments and laughed in hysteria, I remembered the TED Talk titled The Danger of a Single Story by Chimamanda Adichie, an absolute delight to watch, and one of the reference points for the basis of my quote-unquote mini rant. I deliberated in my head over whether the impatience I felt towards the individual who asked the question was misplaced, or if perhaps I gave too much thought to the question. If images of doom and gloom about Nigeria and Africa is all that's ever painted to individuals who ask such questions, would it be unfair for me to continue in my irritation? Would it be unfair for me to scold them for having such beliefs? In her talk, Chimamanda mentioned how she had once adopted a perceived mindset towards people because of what was always portrayed in the media. She cited an example where she had visited Mexico from the US, and at the time, the political climate in the US was quite tense, and there were all manner of debates going on about immigration. And so there were different stories in the media, like Mexican immigrants sneaking across the border, being arrested at the border, and all of that. So on her first day at Guadalajara in Mexico, she was surprised to see people going about normally. It was at that moment that she realized she had seen them in the light of a single story, and she was so ashamed that had happened. But let's be frank here. I think at some point, we've all been guilty of that too. Sometimes there is an atom of truth in stereotypes. It's just that they are magnified out of proportion, and sadly, most people would rather focus on the negative than the positive. Just as Chimamanda rightly stated in her TED Talk, and I quote, "The problem with stereotypes is not that they are untrue, but they are incomplete. They make one story become the only story." End of quote. Over time, I've learned a great deal about how the media plays a huge role in subconsciously forming our perspectives about people. There are several stereotypes subtly and overtly portrayed in the media that we consume. Now you may ask, what does this have to do with me? Well, I'll leave you to ponder on that, and we'll continue this discussion in the next episode.